Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Something very serious, very needed, and very effective will take place on April 20th. It is the Bobby Gore Street Warrior Gang Peace Summit. Now, let me just be straight up with you. The word gang is in there for your benefit, for people listening, so that you understand the context. This will be the largest gathering of street warriors in the Southeast region of the United States. Those who are organizing this include Chief Kamara, national spokesman for the Vice Lords. I got him on the show. Chief, you good, man?
Yeah, my brother, how are you? Thanks to you, brother. I just want to thank you because you really, you know, showing me how to organize in a better way, and I appreciate, you know, appreciate all your work and everything you're doing to help get these young men down and educate these young men. So I just want to thank you for all that you do, brother, on a daily basis, you know.
Well, brother, it's a team effort, man. It's a team effort. And you right. And I have such a solid relationship, man. We can talk so direct with each other, right?
Right.
And make things happen. And so I appreciate the work that you're putting in. I know you're coming down from Chicago on that Thursday or Friday, and I make sure we connect beforehand. But this is April 20th, 2 p.m. The address is 337 Dargan Place, D-A-R-G-A-N Place, Southwest Atlanta. We start at 2 p.m. I also have in the studio Kifulo from the Vice Lord Nation as well. My brother, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You?
I'm doing good, man. Did you make it okay up in here, man? It took you a minute, bro. Because they said he in the elevator. I said he ain't in his elevator.
Yeah, lost him away here now.
Thank you for being here, man.
You're welcome.
All right.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Looking forward to the conference?
Yes, I'm definitely.
Tell me why.
I mean, because it's always positive. It's always positive. I can say all sum it up into, like, actions.
Yeah.
Just in everyday life and other people's life. And, every time that I've listened to brothers and sisters come to gatherings just like this many times before, and people just telling their experience about different things that they go through dealing with culture and people and gangs, and that being the thing is, like, this is a positive outlook on everything else than you can see. Like, even in my life, it's just, I'm talking like when you personally got to go and seek help for yourself, but everybody's busy, but you know, because of what you've been taught, that you can sit down by yourself and go over and remember to focus on what really needs to be happening at this point in time versus right. what just happened in his past. And some people lose their perspective of, well, saying in a way, when you lose perspective of saying you lose control, and when you mad about something, mm-hmm. some people don't have that positive thing. Some people seek people a lot.
Right.
I've been the same way, but in this, and the gang is what Vice Lord and the conference to me is it's structured my life. I came to it, this is my life experience, because when I didn't have nobody to talk to a certain day in my life, I needed structure in my life. That's what my father was going, that's who I looked to. Mm-hmm. I looked to the gangs because it was a simple fact of it. I knew the stories, like everybody said, the family. It was something that people heard about, some people didn't do. I did it because that's what I seek too, and I found that same thing, not even knowing what it was before I came. And that's always been an important thing to me, to come together with brothers and sisters just like that, knowing that from that perspective, different games, different things of what they show you versus what you know, just like in this conference, what you would know, what you would see, what you would experience, what you would feel. And you could talk about it with people every day.
Right. And most people listening are uninitiated.
No.
And they have a lot of misnomers as it relates to gang life, gang culture, or being a street warrior. Has being a Vice Lord right. made you a better person or not?
Most definitely has.
Made you a better person? In what way?
Because me, honestly, I always have been in and out of jail most of my life. I've been in and out of jail most of my life. Mm-hmm. And it's never once got me locked up. None of my charges.
Being a vice lord has never gotten you locked up. It's other stuff.
Other stuff, my personal life.
Wow.
While I was going through this in my life, I had brothers and sisters telling me, guiding me. And, you know, that's when I realized, you know they, like your mom used to say, they say hard head make a soft butt. So, you know, mm-hmm. I was going through this with people who really cared about me, who was really seeing me better, who checked on me when I've been out there time and time before. I'm 27 years old. I've been with the Vice Lord since I was 17.
Wow.
And I was going through a lot of stuff where I'm not going to sit and say in my life that I didn't have people who was here, didn't check up on me. I had these people. Mm-hmm. I did. And this is outside of my family. This is with the Vice Lord. These are different other things. They were there.
Yeah.
They helped me even when I got in there. And it never got, it's me being a Vice Lord, it never got me locked up. That's
everybody's experience is different. And that's the one thing I want to highlight on this program. Because we always, and Chief Kamara, you know this, we contextualize people who are members of a street tribe as being completely on one side of the behavioral equation. And the truth is, just as any other group, you have variant behavior, no matter what group you're a part of. Even if you are a preacher, all preachers right. don't do the same thing.
Well, that's true, Rashad. And this young man, he calls me Pops because, you know, I don't have any biological children, you know. Mm-hmm. I haven't been blessed with, you know, children. So he meets a void in my life because it gives me someone to connect with, you know, that I can mentor and work with, and it gives him that, you know, that father figure, you know. And one of the things that I tell these young men that they, you know, a lot of them have been told this, and if it hadn't been an ulterior motive, I tell them I love you, son. You know, I tell all these, you know, these hardcore brothers that they, you know, everybody labels as criminals and misfits. I tell them that I love them, you know, and it just, you know, they get that love because, you know, the world has, you know, turned their back on these young people. And they make the gang, you know, seem like it's some type of social deviancy and they're just these hardened criminals or animals or something. It's not the case. You know, America made mistakes. As we know, slavery was not, I won't say a mistake, it did some evil things in their past. But the American citizens don't turn their back on George Washington or Thomas Jefferson. You know, they embrace them. So we can't throw our young brothers away. We can't throw them away because, you know, they just say they're bad because they made a mistake. Even these fraternities, a lot of you all in, you know, the Q's, Omega Psi Phi's, and other white fraternal organizations, all the hazing and people lost their lives. But we don't turn our back on them, but we turn our back on the street organizations. And I gotta say, and a lot of things that happen with the street organization is due to COINTELPRO. So I just, you know, I'm thankful for the young brother. Like my son here, Kefulo, I gave him the African name, Kefulo. You know, because he's a very good young man. The lot of things he got locked up for really was just, you know, him just being young and making mistakes, and they just so eager to throw away the key and lock these young brothers up. So he's done a lot for me as well, you know, just, you know, and I really am proud of him. I know he's going to do great things, you know, in the future. I know he's going to be he's a great young man. I never turn my back on him because he gets locked up or, you know, be disappointed, you know, and I may be a little upset or disappointed in some of his actions, but I never, you know, stop loving him no matter what mistakes he makes.
Right.
You know, I'm always going to have love for him.
You know? Right. And he knows that. That's why he gives you the respect he gives you. He's a respectful young right. man. Been a joy to have him on the program. It was a joy to meet the brother. And I'm looking forward to seeing both of you again this weekend. And Chief, if you would, man, there are people listening right now. They want to help. Now, we don't have a structured way yet. We'll have some more structure to a contribution if folks want to help, because we got vans coming up from, what, Tennessee? Man, how many folks we got coming, Chief?
Well, we got the Crips coming from Memphis, Tennessee. We got the Vice Lords and Disciples coming from Memphis. And got people coming from Chicago. So I don't know the exact number, but it's going to be a nice amount, a nice intimate setting. You know, it's not, you know, this is not, we're not looking for, you know, huge crowd. We really want to dissect these young men.
Yeah.
And let them know about financial literacy. We got Cynthia Johnson. She's going to be doing financial literacy. Yourself is going to be teaching them how to through an LLC, incorporation. And this is what I've done with the Vice Lords. I legally, as of today, have legally incorporated the Almighty Vice Lord Nation Incorporated as a legal nonprofit entity so we can operate. You know, it's the first time it's been done in over 40 years. You know what I'm saying? I've done it. I just recently did it here in Chicago. So, you know, we're going to show them structure, and we're going to really get down to how to start. But we're going to break up into groups and put the challenge of them to start a business. You know what I'm saying? Because we know every other community is getting rich off the black community. You know, you're in a Crip neighborhood, but you don't own anything.
Right.
You're dying over a block that you don't own no grocery stores. You don't feed yourself. You don't clothe yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, you do nothing for self. And the main thing we have to teach young people is to do for self.
Yeah.
They got to start, you know, taking their tools and their fuels, you know what I'm saying, and building an infrastructure within the black community. You're not going to stop violence in Chicago without having businesses that employ out.
Well, you got to have businesses that employ people and that care about the community at the same time. Chief, give out your information if somebody wants to be helpful with us this weekend. Remember, it is April 20th, beginning at 2 p.m., April 20th, and the address, if you just want to pop up, is 337 Dargan Place, D-A-R-G-A-N Place, Southwest Atlanta. Give out your information, Chief.
All right, and that's a historical Omenilock Rio Museum.
That's right.
Brother Kevin owns that. Yeah, they can call me at 708-631-4123. 708-631-4123, or they can call Baba Kwame as well, he has a four. I'll get it to you. Just call. They can call me at 708-631-4123.
All right, let me say that slow for people. 706-631-4123. You can call Chief Kamara now. 706-631-4123. Okay?
That's 708, Rashad.
708. Sorry, 708. 631-4123.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. 708-631-4123. And we're going to have you back on the program this week just to give people an update.
Okay.
I want to make sure folks are involved in any way you can be involved, because this is when you strike the iron while it's hot. There's an appetite for peace talks. And this is the philosophy of this entire conference. You don't have to tell people what to put down when you show them what to pick up. And if you show them something worth picking up, they naturally have to put down what's not helping them. Thank you, brother. I appreciate all you do, man.
And thank you, Rashad, again. Rashad is a great brother. We appreciate all he's doing and he's done for our people, man, and what he's doing to educate, you know, young black men. We thank you, Rashad. You're a giant amongst men, brother. A star that has no equal.
Brother, bless you, man. I feel the same about you and the work you do. Thank you, sir. All right, we'll talk soon.
All right.
All right, appreciate it, Chief. Young brother, I appreciate you, big homie.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. Show positive vibe, positive actions.
That's, amen.
That's just my life.
That's it, brother. And I'll see you on Saturday, homie.
I'll be here.
All right, bro.
All right.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.